Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 200,000 people in seven states are starting to wake up in the dark. Tennessee has the most outages at more than 45,000 homes after a storm left a trail of damage. Alabama was hit by a tornado last night, and there's still a chance of more throughout the day. Power outages are still being felt in Kentucky, Ohio, Mississippi, Indiana, and Michigan. And on the eastern seaboard, from Florida to New York, you could see some tornadoes throughout the day. As the Hunter Biden laptop is revealing, Communist China has paid the Bidens tens of millions of dollars, many in America are wondering for what would warrant such a large amount of money. Disputing President Biden's claim of ignorance on his son's business dealings, former partner Tony Bobulinski warned America before the 2020 general election that was censored by mainstream media.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Obama's new library has gotten over a construction hurdle.
A judge has tossed out an attempt to block construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's historic Jackson Park over concerns it would adversely impact the environment. A nonprofit group called Protect Our Parks led the lawsuit filed against the city of Chicago, the Obama Foundation, and other organizations and individuals last year. They said the environmental study linked to the project was flawed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau. I'm Wendy King.
The worldwide seafood industry is bracing for price hikes, supply disruptions, and potential job losses as new rounds of economic sanctions on Russia make cod and crab harder to come by. The latest round of sanctions attempts to punish Russia for the invasion of Ukraine and includes bans on imports of seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The United States is also removing most favored nation status from Russia. Nations around the world are taking similar steps. USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. He was on Newsmax overnight and says the Democrat Party's Green New Deal agenda is a hoax, a fraud, and cannot be done in the timeline that's described.
It's not. This energy summit that we hosted today actually allowed us to dispel some of the false narratives, which, just like COVID, created a scenario that conned America into believing mandates might make a difference. And you know what happened with that. The Green New Deal is a hoax. It's a fraud. It can't be done the timeline that's been described. What we can do is rely on natural gas right here from under our feet in Pennsylvania. And the Energy Summit today highlighted exactly why we're being tricked. We learned about the fact there's actually Russian misinformation that's allowed some of these false narratives to prosper because they're funding at both in Europe and in this country. We learned that many times we've got financial sectors, we've got media, and we've got government now with Biden's leadership working together to create a storyline around energy that doesn't respect what really needs to happen.
The World's Fair in Dubai, a tech-saturated event with talking robots and solar canopies, sought to be the future. The gathering has now come to an end. The pandemic-delayed Expo 2020 in the United Arab Emirates closed Thursday after 8 years of anticipation, over $7 billion in investment, 240 million hours of labor, and 6 months of festivities. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and that's why we do it, because it is hard. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Phelan McAleer joins us now. He's back with us. He's talking to us live from Israel. Phelan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to have you. Great to be on, Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, we've talked many times before. Your documentaries have are making impact. Starting with Frack Nation, and probably almost think like it's ready to be re-released as our country, which was once energy independent, has decided to move away. I say our country, our president has decided to move the country away from being energy independent, and at a time when not only us but the Europeans, as you know, are in need of fuel. Maybe America needs to flip the switch and start fracking again. What do you think?
Oh, it's unbelievable, Bill. I mean, look, if you go to Frack Nation and look at it, I mean, it was released in 2013. It was made in 2012. We have a whole section on it, on how Europe needs to frack and how Putin is funding the anti-fracking movement in Europe and the United States. And Hillary Clinton agreed. She told bankers at a secret meeting that it's all in the transcript. We had that. But even back in 2013, we were reporting that in Frack Nation almost as if it was a fact. You know, everyone knew that. And now everyone's coming to this conclusion 10 years later. And it's like, guys, Putin has them over a barrel. They're sending billions every month to Putin to fund his war machine. So Europe needs to frack. Europe needs to import American fracked gas, LNG gas. It was obvious 10 years ago when we made it in the Frack Nation, and it's really, really obvious. If you want to give freedom to Ukraine, you need to stop sending Vladimir Putin billions of dollars.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that Frack Nation nailed is the Russian disinformation. Russia's been known for propaganda, and of course now it's cycled again, and it's relayed as Russian disinformation, whether you're talking about Donald Trump or, of course, Hunter Biden's laptop, right?
Yeah. No, look, Vladimir Putin, it was in his best. He would have been negligent in his duty if he was. Because he needed to stop it, because oil and gas is 40% of his national budget. But this is the same, right? They try to say that Putin was behind the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, 7 months after the election, the New York Times has admitted the laptop is genuine, the emails are genuine. And I see today CNN have admitted the laptop is genuine, the emails are genuine. And I mean, it's a disgrace that journalists and former intelligence officers put out this American disinformation that somehow this was a partisan disinformation campaign. It was not. There are serious questions to be asked about Hunter Biden's laptop. And that's why we're making the movie My Son Hunter, because it's a way of getting this story out there. It's a brilliant, class story that people need to know.
Well, you and Ann have done an incredible job over the years, whether we're talking about the Gosnell story and again, all these documentaries that you've put out, Phelim, seem to be coming back. I mean, one of the last discussions that you had with Gosnell was saying that, eventually I'm going to be free. You're going to find out that what you charged me with was unfair and that I'm not guilty. And, of course, now you have states in America that are accepting, babies being post-abortive, post-birth aborted. And this is amazing. So the very thing that that Gosnell had predicted is the very thing that's happening in America right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the question is, there are states now saying that a baby can be killed after post-birth. In certain circumstances. That's what Gosnell was doing. There are many, many states now that allow abortion up to 9 months. That's what Gosnell was doing. So, I mean, Gosnell was just ahead of time. He's America's biggest serial killer, but this is where America is going.
Mm-hmm.
And, we need to revisit the Gosnell story, especially in light of the Roe v. Wade judgment coming up in the Supreme Court. So, I mean, I feel sometimes, I feel like I'm brilliant at predicting things. But sometimes I feel sad that I'm brilliant at predicting things.
Well, this is what happens when you are reporting on the facts. In this information age, it's been said we know so much about what, but little of why. And this is what you and Ann have been able to drill deep into, is the why of these various topics. Now, recently you sat down with the opinion editor of the New York Post. We know the New York Post was the first to break the Hunter Biden story. And, of course, social media, these 51 generals, intelligence officers in America did everything they could to squash, the news and the information of the Hunter Biden laptop in saying that it was Russian disinformation. What were you able to discern, from the New York Post opinion editor, being as since they were the first one to report on the Hunter Biden laptop?
Well, it's one of the big scandals of American journalism, what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop. All these so-called mainstream media outlets refused to investigate the story. And then when they hadn't investigated, debunked it as a piece of Russian disinformation, as they would say, without any evidence. And they also supported Twitter and Facebook suppressing this story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't investigate it and debunk it because they knew if they investigated it, it would turn out to be truthful. They debunked it without investigating it. They said it wasn't true. And, no one is calling them out now. They're not apologizing to the American people. They're not apologizing for getting it wrong. They're not apologizing to the American people going into an election without knowing the facts. And it's for people in the New York Post who ran this story, it's professionally tough. And it's personally tough, too, because they put so much work and so much effort into getting the truth out to the American people, only for it to be squashed by big tech, big journalism, and big Hollywood.
Well, Miranda Devine has done a great job with her book, The Laptop from Hell, and it has been up front and center like never before. But like you said, you can blame these 51 so-called intelligence officers that the mainstream media had questioned that Donald Trump did not trust them. Tell me you can't trust your intelligence officers? Now maybe we know why, of what is being revealed right now. They're not very credible, and you say nobody's calling them out. Let me tell you, Phelim, we've been calling them out. We believe that they have canceled themselves. They should not be given any place or time. But yet, unfortunately, the liberal cable stations will continue to, keep them on the payroll and allow them time and space to spout out. God only knows what other lies are coming out of their mouths right now, because they've already proven they're untrustworthy, right?
Well, it's a tragedy in many ways, because these people, these 51 former intelligence officials, should not be allowed on TV ever again until they apologize or until they are grilled to death on how they suppress this story. I mean, the reality is now, I can't believe one word they tell me about Ukraine
exactly.
Now.
Right.
I mean, it's got real world consequences. People are wondering, should they support Ukraine? Because all these people who've lied to them before, are they lying to them now? This is affecting the people of Ukraine who need our support.
Without a doubt.
You know?
Well, Phelan McAleer from Israel, from Ireland, another I country. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
People should go to mysonhunter.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Appreciate Phelan McAleer's time. He is in Ireland. I crypto. I was thinking I go to Israel, but because normally we have our friends live from Israel reporting. This time it was Ireland, and he was able to step away from his lunch for a few minutes and give us an update on what's going on and how they're seeing things in Ireland. But as he mentioned, Fractnation. Wow, this is a documentary he did 10 years ago, and spelled out exactly where we are right now, the vulnerability. Now, you think that our intelligence community wasn't aware of this? If they weren't, I mean, shame on them. I mean, this is, something that was done by he and Ann McElhaney, his wife, as documentarians. They had presented this and laid it out, laid the dangers, for Europe, and saying, look, you guys got to get to fracking. You've got to be more independent. You cannot rely on Russia, because this is what happens time and again. And no wonder that when, President Trump put pressure on Angela Merkel when she wanted to do the Nord Stream deal with Vladimir Putin. You know, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, you're a NATO nation, and you're going to deal with somebody. The reason that the NATO is together is because of the likes of Vladimir Putin, and you want to do business with him? What the heck are you thinking? So he kind of shamed her into some kind of, sense of reason. Maybe she just woke up from, her delusion and thought, oh, yeah, that's probably right. It's kind of silly of me. I mean, let's go back and think about the history of Russia and Vladimir Putin as a KGB agent. He's untrustworthy, and of course, we're finding this out again as they're at the bargaining table saying we're going to have peace, and then 2 hours later he's bombing the holy what have you out of Ukraine. So look at, let's not fool ourselves. Vladimir Putin's made it clear what he wants to do, and this isn't something he just said yesterday or even 2 weeks ago. He has been saying this for well over 10 years, what he envisions for Russia. As he said, he thought the worst thing that ever happened to Russia was when the USSR was disassembled and poor leadership put them in this, as he sees it, in the mess that they're in today. And he wants to reclaim the lost heritage and the lost land of Russia. Okay, so do you think he's going to stop at Ukraine? And people are fooling themselves into thinking that this is where it stops. But, as Phelan was suggesting here, the misinformation from the Russians and the media complicit with this have the people confused. I mean, it's amazing what we've gone through. And I don't care if we're talking about COVID, if we're talking about, what's happening in the war in Ukraine, what's happening with inflation here in America, our energy independence. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. And I don't blame people for wondering, what the heck? I mean, it's like we're living some nightmare and going, please wake me up. Because it's one lie after another. You don't know who to believe. And you're wondering, okay, but yet I've got to count on people. So what happens? Like we said, here's 51, generals, intelligence officers. And these officers, same people, same group of people, basically, that Donald Trump didn't trust. And he was chastised for by the mainstream. What do you mean? You can't trust your own intelligent people? He didn't make a big whoop about it. He just said, well, I've made my own decision in as much, right? But Donald Trump knew something that he couldn't tell us, but that we're all starting to see. And that is, the core of the intelligence community is compromised. And you got to think about this. I mean, the whole compromise of this country goes a lot deeper. In light of what we're seeing with, when right now all eyes are focused on Russia, and President Xi and Chinese are very happy with that because it's taken the light of exposure away from them in terms of the elite captured. And some obvious questions, Nancy Pelosi, she's the leader of the House. She can call any investigation. She has the power to do that. Republicans try to do an investigation. Nancy can squash it. It ain't going to happen. But whatever the Democrats want to do, they can do it. All right. So why isn't Nancy Pelosi really doing an investigation as to the origins of, of COVID? And then you find out, oh, I get it. That's right. Her son and her husband are being paid off by the communist Chinese. So what do you think what would happen with that profit pipeline if Nancy Pelosi announced tomorrow that, they're going to do a deep dive investigation? We're going to have a special counsel on the origins of COVID. Whoop, that cuts that off. And Nancy Pelosi has not seen a dollar she can run away from. We know that. I mean, and so ain't going to happen. So those things are quite obvious, right? And even on the January 6th event, the protest that took place, not an insurrection, okay? Insurrection is a dangerous word. And this is what galls me about Democrats. I just want to have, like, some big gong. Remember the old gong show? You know, we need something, a big hammer, rubber hammer, to hit on the heads of the likes of Adam Schiff and, you know, Jerry Nadler et al. That want to scream, you know, the sky is falling over every little political burp and what have you. And in recklessly referring to this as an insurrection, that word brings terrible consequences. Consequences that, you know, it sounds so casual in this very dynamic language, English language that we live with. It's also, you know, cool. It doesn't mean so much that we say things. But they have meaning and they have implications. And if you think not, look at where we are right now, you know, talking about things. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, slow down here. You know, you've got a state of Florida that puts out a bill that says, look, we want parents to be in control of their children's education. I think most people would agree with that. When I say most, I'm not talking 51%. I think 80, maybe 90% of the people think, yes, parents should be the ultimate arbiters of what is taught to their children. This is our responsibility, our God-given responsibility when we bring children into the world. We're not going to surrender that to an education system, all right? And so we say, all right, and the other thing is we want to have an eye on the curriculum, because what we have seen is the curriculum that's out there is very dangerous. Now, we know it's critical race theory based and all that that represents. And if you understand, just like insurrection, critical race theory, with it comes a lot of complications and nuances. And guess what? It's all Marxist, you know, based. All right, it's all communist, Marxist based. All right, do you want your children to grow up as little Marxists? I don't think so. But, you know, it's all hidden and it's all made to sound, you know, kind of cool and everything else, because that's the order of the day. And this is all being championed by the educators, by the unions, okay, at large. I'm not necessarily saying individual teachers, because I know individual teachers have complained about it. But the fact of the matter is their institution is compromised. See, all our institutions that we could count on heretofore have been compromised because of one thing, and one important thing above all. And that is that we've chosen to ignore the truth. We've walked away from the truth. We turned our back on the truth. And now you have all this chaos that's being manifest in so many ways, whether it's an increased number of murders and crime in the street, drug addiction, suicide. I mean, just go down the list. Marriages breaking up, families in disrepair. I mean, we are in a serious mess, ladies and gentlemen, here in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. We've abandoned our constitutional principles. You know, just reading here, you know, recently, when God had given Israel their marching orders and said they were going to have, he gave them an idea that they were going to want to have a king. And he says, make sure that if you do have a king, if that's what you want to do, this is before they even said, you know, to Samuel the prophet. But anyway, even then, God knew that they were going to, man's inclination is, hey, we want some human representative. You know, this ethereal God with a voice that scares the holy what have you out of us and has done all these miracles. You know, that's just too much for us. We can't handle it. But, you know, we'll want a king down the road. And he warned him. He says, look, if you're going to have a king, make sure that king reads the code, reads the rules, the law, the God-given law. And he's very familiar with it to the point that he reads it every day. Now, I dare say that early on in our country, that was the motivation and that was the admonition that our political leaders understood and they embraced and utilized it. Today, I can tell you, I don't think very few of our elected officials are studying, you know, God's words, God's law, so that we would all be protected. Hence, we have the chaos and the mess that we're in right now and the abandonment of real truth. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 200,000 people in seven states are starting to wake up in the dark. Tennessee has the most outages at more than 45,000 homes after a storm left a trail of damage. Alabama was hit by a tornado last night, and there's still a chance of more throughout the day. Power outages are still being felt in Kentucky, Ohio, Mississippi, Indiana, and Michigan. And on the eastern seaboard, from Florida to New York, you could see some tornadoes throughout the day. As the Hunter Biden laptop is revealing, communist China has paid the Bidens tens of millions of dollars, many in America are wondering for what would warrant such a large amount of money. Disputing President Biden's claim of ignorance on his son's business dealings, former partner Tony Bobulinski warned America before the 2020 general election that was censored by mainstream media.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, that's our salutation to you. Good morning. How are you doing? Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. One of the things I can't believe it, I forgot to mention, and I want to remind you again, because Phelan got cut off in that first segment where we were talking about his documentary, new documentary, My Son Hunter. The Hunter Biden movie exposes the Biden family corruption. Check out the website, mysonhunter.com, and you know, based on the previous documentaries, that whether it had to do with Gosnell or Frack Nation and other documentaries they've done. This is going to be spectacular. And so check it out for yourself, mysonhunter.com. You can participate and donate and be a part of the solution. And finally, get the whole truth and nothing but regarding, you know, this laptop from hell that Miranda Devine talked about. Joining us now is Dr. Jerry Newcomb. He is the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for inviting me on.
Oh, it's always good to have you here. Look, at both of us reside in Florida, and we have been disturbed by the misinformation. Forget about Russian. It's been American misinformation regarding the parental rights bill that the state of Florida passed that Governor DeSantis just signed into law.
Yes, in fact, you can really tell the bias of people, you know, when they report on this, because they often will call it, news people will often call it the quote-unquote don't say gay bill. Mm-hmm. Well, you can read the bill till you're blue in the face, and it does not say that. What the bill does is very explicit. All it is a parental rights bill for children in the public schools who are in kindergarten, first, second, and third grades. And it's basically saying that parents have the right to know if their children are going to be, you know, taught something about sexual education of any kind. And it's inappropriate that children that young would be introduced to sex. I mean, our culture and country is so over-sexualized.
Exactly.
The idea that this is some sort of controversial bill is crazy. Do you know even a slight majority of Democrats that actually read the bill support this particular bill?
Well, it's common. It's common sense, Jerry. I mean,
you talk,
you ask people, and you go, you know, and you probably get varying polls, 70-80% going, I don't want it. I don't want anybody, any teacher telling my kindergarten child about sex. You know, that's something we do at home, and it's not age appropriate for a 5-year old to hear about sex. I'm sorry. I mean, they're still in the sandbox of life, playing with sand toys and whatever. And they don't want to hear. They don't understand. You know, their brains aren't even wired for that part of the language. But yet somehow the educators think that they know so much better. So it makes you wonder, okay, what's the ruse? What is behind door number two here that they're hiding from us and not exposing as to why they feel so compelled to teach, third graders? And I think that in certain states, it's even up to sixth grade that you cannot teach sex. But look at, for me, in my humble opinion, Jerry, I don't think sex should be taught in any public school. In any education, that is something that you keep at home, or you keep with your church, or, you know, the parents decide
who
it is.
No, I agree with you. It's interesting, too, that about 2 years ago, it came out that one of the major pushers for sex education, and actually providers for some of the sex education curriculum, were Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And that's like, oh, I see, creating future customers for their abortion mills. I mean, that's what, in fact, I'll tell you something. There was a former abortion worker who got saved, and then she became very strongly pro-life. Her name is Carol Everett. She wrote a book about it, about her conversion, and she called it Blood Money, as I recall was the name of the book. But anyway, she said, what we would do is we would go to the schools, and this was in the Dallas area back in the late 80s or early 1990s. Mm-hmm. She said, we would basically get the kids in the high schools to use contraceptives, and we would provide these contraceptives as our, you know, local Planned Parenthood chapter or that kind of thing, abortion clinics and so forth. And we would provide these birth control pills and so forth, prophylactics, et cetera, for free, knowing full well that the kids wouldn't always follow through. And sure enough, they'd get pregnant, and then they would come and want.
They would know who to come to. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, and they would make a lot of money off of these kids. And so, imagine that, making money off of a child going, let's say, a 16-year-old, let's say, girl, going into an abortion clinic, having this abortion, and they live with that for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
There was
Jerry, hang on just a second. No, not at all. But I just want to insert this. I don't know about you, but this angers me. This angers me to the very core of my soul. Because look at all that's complicit in this. We have a Supreme Court that does some pretzel logic and makes a decision, not a law, in 1973 there are lies that are perpetrated on the American people. Oh, that there were all these, you know, back alley coat hanger abortions that were taking place.
Right.
And guess what? That's being brought back into the narrative again. Then you have Planned Parenthood out there in essence giving the good housekeeping seal of approval to premarital sex, teenage sex, that is going to be reckless, that boy, I'll tell you, talk about a optimum and ripe field of opportunity for monetary growth, you know, by Planned Parenthood in doing this to our kids. I mean, you know, Jerry, this is what our kids did not have a fair shot.
Yeah,
they did not have a fair shot
true.
because of what the Supreme Court and the thing is, you go to the Supreme Court, you go to elected officials, you go to all our legislators that were gutless and allowed this to enter into our culture and destroy the future of our kids. And just what you said that needs to echo forever in the hearts of people, because it is echoing in the hearts of these kids that have got involved in abortion. They carry the pain of the death of their child until the day they die.
Yeah,
that angers me.
What I was going to say was one of the authors against abortion, and I believe he's gone now, but John Powell, a Catholic priest who was a professor at Loyola, and he wrote The Silent Holocaust, all about abortion and so forth. I believe that was the name of the book. Anyway, bottom line is, he once told me in an interview, he said, when a woman has an abortion, she either becomes guilty or hard, as in hard in the heart. And a lot of times those who are hard in the heart eventually do become guilty. What they've done catches up with them. Because, I mean, it's awful. I mean, let's be honest. This is a blunting of the conscience and of the soul.
Exactly.
Mother Teresa said, if we can accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell others not to kill one another?
Exactly.
There is a link between those two.
Without a doubt.
You see how our society's become so coarse and so violent with anger out of control, and I mean, even slapping, at the Academy Awards.
Right.
And so forth. I mean, really, it's crazy. Things are out of control. But a lot of people don't realize that abortion is such a corrosive angle to our society. So the idea of trying to introduce sex to these kids before their time, it's just so wrong. So wrong.
Well, and the thing is, you bring up the slapping incident that occurred at the Oscars. There is so much more behind that than just a stupid joke about G.I. Jane. That's nothing. The manifestation of that evil that was in front of millions of people on that evening, and that millions continue to talk about, Jerry, is much more severe. It is where our culture is right now as a result of turning its back on God and denying the truth, just like what people want to continue to do regarding abortion. It just does not go away. It gnaws at them, even as they try to sleep. We've got more from Jerry Newcomb
after this. Your way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, experience shows us that, you know, with God, life operates at a certain level. You know, kind of like what he told Cain. If you do right, will you not go well? Will it not go well for you? So with God, you get all kinds of goodness. Great things happen. Without God, you get where we are right now, you know, experiencing here in America today in relationships and on and on. And as Jerry was saying, you know, for, you know, women who have experienced abortions, and I would dare say, Jerry, it's not only the women, but it affects the men as well. You know, men want to be excluded in this, you know, feminist-centric universe, but we don't operate on an island, you know, because more and more men are realizing, oh my God, I'm complicit in this. I killed my child. And I am growing. I'm increasing in sensitivity to that. Being a man, you know, I I've seen this happen. And right in front of me, in fact, where I'm interviewing a director of a movie, Roe v. Wade, and we're talking about this. And I'm relating to him, Jerry. I said, you know, women I speak to will say, Bill, you know, my child would have been 7 today. And you see the heartbreak in their eyes, and you just want to hug them and comfort them and that and encourage them and say, look, you know, God knows this. And, you know, God's a redeeming God, and, he forgives you and, you know, trust, you know, I just pray that you will trust
and fall on Christ.
Exactly. And so, you know, to your point, that it reminded me that this is a pain that men and women both carry until the day they die, when they come to the realization that they were complicit in killing their own child. And you said something was very significant. I hope people heard this, that based on this study, that a woman in particular either becomes hard or she becomes shamed. But eventually she becomes shamed. And you can stay in either the hardness or the shame of heart unless you do fall on Christ. And here we are again to commemorate and remember Easter and what Easter was all about. And it was the ultimate freedom expression and love expression by God in liberating us from our sins. So if you find yourself hard-hearted, or if you find yourself stuck in shame, my prayer is that you will accept the gift from God that was manifest on, you know, by his son when he was lifted up and drew all men to him, that your sin would be forgiven and that you would live in the purpose and intention that God had always planned for you. He knows we're human. He knows we messed up. That's why Jesus came. If he thought we were going to be perfect and just leave us alone, then why bother? Why send your son to come and redeem us of our sins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And living in Christ, walking in forgiveness, makes such a difference because, again, of the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us.
Yes.
At Calvary, Jesus was both divine and human. Mm. He's the only person that is like that. And he lived a perfect life and then offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. One of the things that I find just absolutely amazing is that 1,400 years before Jesus came, 1,400 years, God instructed Moses to engage in, you know, the Passover. And the initiation of the Passover, and he said, okay, have the people in each household of the Hebrews take a lamb without blemish, sacrifice the lamb, do it in a way in which no bones will be broken, and then take the blood and put that blood on the outside of the house at the top and the two sides. And when you actually, you know, carry that out and with your hands, you're making the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
I'm serious. The top and the two sides. And you're either covered by the blood of the Lamb or you're not covered by the blood of the Lamb. 1,400 years later, Jesus dies for us, you know, and you know, before, at the very outset of his public ministry, John the Baptist looked at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And when it comes to being in Christ, you're either covered by the blood of the Lamb or you're not covered by the blood of the Lamb. It's not because we're good, it's because Jesus paid the price, and if you're willing to humble yourself before the Lord and ask for his forgiveness, he will call on the Lord. No one who puts their faith in Jesus Christ will be disappointed.
Yes,
and I think
exactly.
That's so critical. And frankly, why is it that some people don't do it, even though they understand the basic message? And the reason why is because of the pride in their heart. It's almost like, well, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you do need that. You'd be like, if suppose there were a Hebrew family, and we don't know of one, you know, in Exodus chapter 12, but let's say there was a Hebrew family that said to Moses, we don't need that blood of the Lamb. We're just going to, you know, do without that sacrifice of the blood of the Lamb and so forth. Then their firstborn would have died.
Exactly.
Because they wouldn't have been covered by the blood of the Lamb. It's not because they were Hebrews per se, it's because of the provision God made for them. What a picture of Jesus Christ and his shed blood for us on the cross. That, you know, through faith in him and what he did for us, we can be forgiven. And Christ, our Passover lamb, has been slain, said Paul in Corinthians. And this is the message people need to understand. And that when you truly put your faith in Jesus, the guilt is gone, whether it's from abortion, or from premarital sex, whether it's from divorce, whether it's from hitting people, you know, whatever, violence, stealing, cursing, whatever it is, through faith in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven. And some people say, well, that's just cheap grace or whatever. Well, we're not talking about cheap grace.
Mm-hmm.
When you accept Jesus and you know, turn from your sins and so forth, he really truly makes a change in a person's life. And you don't want to be, engaging in sinful
exactly.
Things anymore. And if you do, you still you get up and you want to be forgiven and you want to move on and walk in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now there are some.
Well, because you experience what King David experienced. And that was that he enjoyed the presence of the Holy Spirit in his life. And when he came to the realization that he had sinned, he said, oh, God, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
I mean, that desperate plea. You see,
for those
of us who understand that and have experienced that, we find ourselves echoing that prayer, right?
Yeah, it's funny that, to talk about the slapper heard around the world, one of the things Denzel Washington said privately, apparently, to Will Smith after the slapping incident just a few nights ago, he said something like, you know, the devil is always trying to get us when we're at our most successful time. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's really, that's so true.
Yes.
Because David, you brought up King David. I've been doing, in my Sunday school class, I teach Sunday school, and for the last several months, we've been looking at 1 Samuel, and after a while, David just takes over the whole thing. You know, and it's really, I could almost change the name of the class from 1 and 2 Samuel to the life of David. But anyway, bottom line is, David went through all this suffering, and he, you know, tried to be godly through it all, and so forth. But then when everything is all successful, now that's coming up several chapters from now, but anyway, when everything is at ease for him, then he gives in to the devil's temptation and falls big time. And he gets forgiven after he confesses his sin. And there's two Psalms, by the way, that are rich with this theme, Psalm 32 and Psalm 51, David's confession of sin. But bottom line is, he still had to live with the scars caused by his sins. He still had to live with the consequences by his sins. And anyway,
you wonder if Uriah would have wished that David just slapped him.
Yeah, that's very true. But you know, it's so interesting. This law that President DeSantis. Yeah. That's
Freudian.
A projection.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. One day, President DeSantis this and that and the other. Anyway, this law though that Governor DeSantis has signed, in effect, just tries to give parents the rights that look, you know, if you want your kids, you know, to be exposed to this kind of garbage or whatever before it's age appropriate, you know, you're a parent and so forth. That's one thing, but don't force this on the kids in the schools. I mean, this is unbelievable, and the way the secular media has made it out, I mean, they're just basically saying, "Oh, well, DeSantis just wants to put the gays back in the closet or something like that." And it's like, wait a minute, this is talking about children at school. This is not talking about, you know, they call it the quote unquote "Don't Say Gay" bill.
Right.
It doesn't say anything even remotely like that. One of my big concerns about the whole thing is all this terrible confusion about gender identity. Well, I don't want my 3-year-old granddaughter, who's so clearly a girl, and everything she does, you know, she gets these princess shoes or whatever, you know, princess dresses that she wears. She's so happy about that. Anyway, I don't want somebody, especially an authority figure like a school teacher, to put some sort of seed of doubt, you know, you may be a little boy,
right,
but you were born in a girl's body.
Yes.
And there are so many girls that have transitioned from girls to, you know, wannabe boys, but they've even taken puberty blockers, and in some cases surgery and stuff. And that stuff never
heaven help us, because the suicide rate and everything among young kids. I heard the other day from a educator. She said her class, I am a third, fourth grade class, maybe a fifth grade class, said that something like 43% of her kids in her class were trans.
Oh, gosh. See, it's a fad. What? It's a craze.
You know.
And it's one with great damage.
Very, very dangerous, without a doubt.
SexRegretChange.com.
Right.
SexChangeRegret.com. And
Dr. Jerry Newcomb, got to leave it there.
.org.
You got it. Thank you, Jerry. Take care, buddy. God bless.
You.
Appreciate it.
You too,
Bob.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.